T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Big hour ahead. Lots of ground to cover. We are going to talk about the tale of two free agents in this hour. One who's working out great, Kyle Schwarber.
Yep.
One who isn't, Nicholas Castellanos. What is that about?
It's the Simmons house. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with that one, Al, but on the line with us right now is a guy who knows all of this stuff because he's a brilliant executive in the NFL for many years. He has written a bestseller, Gridiron Genius. He is in the process of writing a sequel, and he does the GM Shuffle podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Mike Lombardi's with us. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, everyone.
All right, so, Mike. Last night, NBA draft, a few weeks ago, NFL draft. Why is the NFL draft so much more exciting than the NBA draft?
Well, the first thing is, I mean, people understand it. I mean, you needed a Senate subcommittee hearing to find out what that Nick trade was. I mean, it was absurd. I mean, they couldn't even give you the details. I mean, Twitter's killing the Knicks. You know, what did they get? Nobody knew what it was. I think there's just such a disconnect based on the collective bargaining agreement. I mean, they're not allowed to give away the trades, and you know it makes it very uncomfortable. And because of the depth of the draft, because that, you know, once you get into the 15-16 range, a lot of people feel like there's no superstars, so the impact of that player for the team doesn't weigh as much as it does in the NFL.
Mike, does this rule, I mean, they don't do this in the NFL. Why do they have a CBA that says basically you make a trade on draft night, you can't announce it? Does that make sense to you?
It hasn't made sense for years. Apparently, because it's not the new year, league hasn't started. You would think they would be smart enough to work around it and say, okay, here on draft day, we're going to do this. I mean, it really makes it bad television, and it makes it uncomfortable because you don't know what the reality is. A kid puts a hat on that says he's going to Philadelphia, and the next thing you know, he's got a hat on that says he's going to the Clippers. I mean, who knows? You know, it's so hard, and the fans lose interest. And then I think they don't do a good enough job of kind of understanding what the player can bring to the team and how the player is going to fit in the comparables of the players to NBA players. I mean, some guy last night got compared to Simmons, and the guy can shoot. You know, how do you do that?
You know what? Now you made me wonder, whatever happens to the hat? Like, if the guy gets traded 10 minutes later, does he have to give the hat back?
I guess you do. And you know, it's like your emotions go up and down. I mean, and then they have to tell the kid that, you know, you're not going to this place, you're really going here. You know, I'm sure the kid's happy, but unfortunately, like when the Sixers made their trade, I mean, it took like how long before we knew Danny Green was involved?
I don't know, but I was thrilled when he was. All right, Mike, let me get to this thing because this is the biggest bone to pick with Daryl Morey so far since he came here. It appears he is obsessed with recreating the Houston Rockets of 4 years ago. He just, he was trying to get P.J. Tucker. There were a whole bunch of other guys rumored, all with some connection. He ended up with this guy.
DeAnthony Melton,
who he drafted when he was with Houston. Why does he keep going to players? Is he scouting at all, or is he just going back into his past?
Well, I think, you know, it's like he's like a rock star, just plays his old hits, you know? I mean, it's hard. You got to come up with a new album at some point here. But the reality of it is he's going with what he knows, and it doesn't really matter what the age is. I think he's got a twofold problem. He's got a coach who can't coach any young players. I mean, let's be real honest.
Yep.
You could say, you know, well, he developed Maxey. Well, we could have that debate, and I'm not sure anybody who could say he developed Maxey is going to win. So let's put that offside. I mean, you know, you draft somebody at 23 with Doc Rivers, you might as well just put him in the G League. I mean, the search for Springer is still going on. I mean, nobody even knows what happened to that kid. So, you know, and so you got to be able to work around the guy that you've got as your head coach. You know he can't develop talent. You know he doesn't want to play young players. So you've got to do that. I agree with you. I'm a little bit surprised that he doesn't have a bigger playlist. He doesn't have a bigger repertoire. You know, part of the whole thing is you got to find some players. Now, you know, he did bring Curry that wasn't in Houston, so you got to give him credit for that. But
son-in-law knows him.
Yeah, exactly. But to me, I'm with you. I think, to me, the expansion is poor. I think that's one of the things they made a mistake in the Simmons trade. They locked themselves into one player and one player only.
Hey, Mike, I want to ask you about free agents because we're watching a fascinating thing unfold with the Phillies. They signed two bigger, almost the same terms. $20 million a year, 4 years for Schwarber, five for Castellanos. Schwarber's got 20 homers and is having a great year. Castellanos has seven and is having an awful year. How do you know, Mike, when you're bringing a free agent in, how do you assess whether or not they're going to work on your team?
Well, in baseball, you've got way more analytical data than you do in football, right? So right. Baseball is a true analytical sport. I mean, you can look at his numbers. You can see his bat speed. You can see so many things that in football you really can't see. How money affects it in football is always the concern. We've seen guys get big contracts in football and not have the same. We've seen guys with no contracts that are looking for one that play great. So I think it's always hard. But in baseball, you got to be able to hang on to something that you feel really good about. Is he in a slump? Is his bat speed still really good? Is it just one of those situations where he's going through that he can't, that he's not being able to come out on the other side, that eventually he will and be proven correct? I mean, I think that's ultimately what you're doing in baseball. Football, it's way harder because you're dealing with something that you can't quantify all the time.
All right, Mike, we had John Tortorella on yesterday, and he is not hiding from the fact that in some of his philosophies, he's still old school. He will still call a guy out. He will get in a player's face if the guy's not doing what he needs him to do. Can you still do that in sports?
I truly believe this. You know, when I give talks around the country on leadership and culture, you know, I think ultimately times have changed, the parents have changed, you know, the players have changed, but how you win will never change. It will never change. And you've got to have players that are accountable. You've got to hold players at accountability. You've got to have players that accept coaching and not criticism, that they're willing to do what it takes for the team to win, that the name on the back is more important than the name on the front. And, I mean, the name on the front is more important than the name on the back. And I think that ultimately you've got to be able to convey that message. And you've got to do it. And if you can't do that and you can't get the players to buy in, I don't care what goes on. This is not a sport. Any sport is not, we're going to make everybody happy. Everybody gets to play right field, and we're going to Dairy Queen after the game. That don't work.
Literally. All right, Mike, one last. I saved the tough ones for the end. This one, I couldn't give you an answer myself. What in God's name is the NFL going to do about Daniel Snyder?
You know, I wrote a column for VSiN yesterday, Angelo. This is not just a fender bender that's happened. This has been 22 years. I mean, the guy's, as an owner of a franchise, he's 151 and 212 with one tie. He's only had eight playoff games in his career. He's only won two of them. I mean, this has been bad for forever. And people can say, well, it hasn't always been this bad. Yeah, it has. You just haven't realized it. It's been a toxic organization for some time. It's a black eye. But the one thing that Snyder has in his repertoire that makes him a very dangerous person is the fact that he litigates everything. In fact, when he tried to buy the Washington football team the first time, you know, he had a partner, Howard Milstein, and Milstein and him were together. Milstein got lost out of the thing, threatened to sue. Snyder ended up suing him. That thing got settled out of court, but he's got that. Goodell can't do anything unless he has 24 votes, and Goodell will never call a vote unless he knows he has the vote. You've got to be like Lyndon Johnson and be able to count votes and know what you have. And he's also got to be worried about if he gets sued by Snyder. So this is a man who's destroyed a franchise. There's no denying. When I was a kid growing up, I mean, RFK Stadium, there's a wait list to get tickets. It was impossible. There's no longer people don't hate the Washington football team down there. They're indifferent to it. And he's made it indifferent. And I think that's the biggest thing. I don't think there's an answer to it, Angelo. The fact that he's removed himself, here's how you know nothing's changed. In culture, when you have protocols and systems in place, people know how to behave. When Jack Del Rio went all rogue on his speech, you know that nobody's actually told the guy, hey, Jack, Your job isn't to talk politics at a press conference. Your job is to coach the defense. And how about you coaching a defense that can get off the field on third down? Stop worrying about what's going on in the political world. That's not your world. But they don't even have that. And so he went rogue. They fined him $100,000, and everybody says, oh, no big deal. They fined him. No, that is a big deal. They should have fined Rivera. He's in charge of the company. He allowed it to happen. There's a saying, you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. They allowed it to happen.
Mike Lombardi, I'll bet you want to read the second book, Gridiron Genius. Mike, always great. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Angela.
Did you hear the craziest Daniel Snyder story that came out of the hearings?
What?
The owner of the Washington Nationals, Mark Lerner, did a business deal with them, and Snyder was really unhappy about it. He instructed an employee at the Washington Commanders Stadium in the suite of the owner of the Nationals to pour spilt milk under the carpet so that the suite would stink every time the guy sat in it.
That's unbelievable. Really?
Yeah.
It would have that. Oh,
it would have that smell. You can't ever get out of it.
If it ever happens in your car, yeah. You can never get that smell out. He did that just to sabotage somebody.
Yeah, because he was mad at a business deal.
He's just, oh my God, Al. There must be in the real world, ladies and gentlemen, in the real world, there are people like this.
Oh yeah. You
know, how do they get? How do people deal with them? They just continue to run amok? Is that it?
Because they have money and they own
it's hard
the thing.
To fire people
yeah.
now.
It's crazy. It's a crazy thing. Matt's up from the city on the Sixers. Hi, Matt. Are you excited?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Good. What are you thinking, Matt?
Well, I'm thinking I'm glad that Danny Green is gone, yeah. in a sense. For one, his age, and two, that, you know, he just doesn't have it. And three, more so, that he defended Ben Simmons in a time when he should have just kept his mouth shut. And I just didn't like that. But as far as this pick and this who we're getting, I think our GM really is scared to really do some research, and he just wants to play safe with people that he knows. I'm not really happy that he made the trades for somebody that he knows. I wish he would have just drafted somebody, but it just tells me that he didn't do any homework, quite honestly.
Well, that's what I'm reading from it. I keep going back to Jalen Reagor. The Philadelphia Eagles picked Jalen Reagor because his father was a friend of the guy who coaches the wide yeah. receivers. Moorhead's the coach. His father was Monte Reagor. They brought him in. They knew him. What they didn't know is he stinks. And they let Jefferson go because they had this connection. What you need to do is ignore all that crap. We saw what it did with Brett Brown and Ben Simmons here.
Yep.
When there are connections, more times than not, Matt, it blows up in your face. But these guys just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And I'm with you. If all you're doing is bringing people you already took 4 or 5 years ago, you're not doing your homework now. I guarantee you there's somebody better for the Sixers than the guy they brought in last night. I guarantee it. But he wanted a guy he had already drafted. Oh, I love this guy. I know him. I've seen him. He's my guy. That's a dumb way to do business.
It's lazy in a way, you know, and, yes. and it really doesn't work. I mean, I searched and I really tried to think of who was, like, picked up on a draft night that was already drafted a couple of years ago that really panned out for a team. And it really, I don't think it really happens, but, I mean, not superstar status anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's not a superstar. No. He's a rotational
he's
player.
A rotational
I mean, he's
player.
A solid defensive player who can also
and
score.
And you know what? I mean, sometimes you hit. They hit with Maxi.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
hit with Maxi. You can hit.
Did. Yeah.
But it's you know, you got to try. And if all you're doing, if you're limiting your pool to just people you've already seen up close because they were once on your team, that's way too limited. You're not looking at all the other options. Anyway, Matt, give me a winner of Weasel better than Tortorella or the Peacock Network.
I have a Weasel, and I heard about it this week, during the week, and it was about a couple that was in Florida that had a wedding, and yeah. they declined to pay for their guest meal in lieu of having Mickey and Minnie at the wedding, and the guests had to go out and buy their own meals.
Really? Oh. At the wedding?
Yeah.
They didn't tell their guests either.
When they said food will be available. That's what it said on the
and
reservation.
And you had to pay.
Well, originally they were going to have food. Then they decided they're going to spend that money on Mickey and Minnie being the first dance.
For 30 minutes.
Now, there's something you need to know about this. I would use this as an excuse to storm out of the wedding and not have to attend most of it.
Nice one.
There is nothing in the world. I mean, I hope I'm not really talking out of turn. No. If you said to me, you know, nobody close to you, that you had a choice of attending a funeral or a wedding, I would prefer the funeral.
Well, you're a sick man.
Jones, are you with me?
People are dying to go to that.
No, the thing is, Al had it right when he said if any of the gifts were up on the table or you hadn't handed the check in, you take it back.
All right. No, Al, not the weasel.
No,
but it's a good one.
Yeah.
I didn't know. No, now it's at the point, Al, where it's almost a phobia for me.
What do you mean?
When the mail comes.
Yeah.
If I see potentially a wedding invitation, I'm tempted to have it be lost in the mail.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
It's a good idea.
How would you attempt to have it be lost in the mail?
Throw it away.
Yeah, don't let the wife see it.
Exactly.
Just send a check like Al does.
Yeah.
Nah, you know
twice
what?
As much if the wife's not going.
It doesn't work for me the way it does
for
Al.
I know, you have to
it
go to those events. Al's done a very good job of that.
Now that Al's in the Hall of Fame, I don't think
just
it's going to work for him.
Just feed the dog, so it's 150 pounds.
215, Al.
100 pounds.
It's
amazing.
A big dog.
No, Angelo, I have a big dog. Judy is 65 pounds.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm bringing him in. I'm bringing him in next week. Maybe you can collect his urine, and you could look at him and tell me if I've overfed that canine.
I don't need to. He's 100 pounds.
You're
he wasn't 100 pounds.
You going to carry him in?
Better yet, here's what we're doing.
Yes.
Oh, this is your lucky day.
Yes.
I will have my wife bring Bentley next Wednesday to the Ocean Drive.
Okay.
Where we are going to be broadcasting in Seattle from 6 to 10 next Wednesday, honoring Jason Kelce.
Yes.
You can inspect my canine. You can see that I've taken great care of him. And while we're there, there will be coffee cups.
Yeah.
Perhaps you can.
You will have a new variation on dribble, dribble, fat, fat.
What's that?
Don't do that.
What's that?
Don't do that.
What's the forklift company you
MHS
for?
Lift.
MHS
Lift.
Bring them along. They can pick up the dog for you.
You owe it to that dog to get it.
So
one slinger.
If you guys say that dog's heavy.
That's 100 pounds.
It's probably more than that. But listen, I guarantee you will say, well, no, he's a rugged big dog.
Let me see. Do you have a picture of him in your phone?
Yes, but it's an old picture.
Lens isn't big enough.
215. He's rugged and big boned like his master. 215.
Your nose is growing.
592-9495. He's got a big nose, too. WIP Sports Time 719.
The first inning is unpredictable, but you can place a no-run first inning wager with confidence at BetMGM. Make a no-run first inning prop bet on any Friday MLB game. If only one run is scored in the first, you'll get your stake back and free bets up to $20. That's right. Simply place a single or parlay no-run first inning bet. No runs in the first? No problem. You win. If only one run is scored, get your wager back and free bets up to $20. Take big swings all season long with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sixers traded their pick, and the Phillies knocked out one of the best pitchers in baseball. Kyle Schwarber hit a two-run shot. JT Realmuto, a three-run home run in the sixth inning to hand the Padres' Joe Musgrove his first loss of the season. He's now 8-1. Musgrove recorded only one strikeout and gave up seven hits to the Phillies as they beat the Padres in the opener of their series in San Diego. Sixers sent the 23rd pick and Danny Green to Memphis for guard DeAnthony Melton, solid rotational player, actually selected by Daryl Morey originally when he was with Houston. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, mostly sunny, a high of 85. It's currently 65. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, it is 7:24 right now. I want to do a little test because I have had for many, many years, Al could tell you this, a bias against West Coast games.
Yeah you hate
I
it.
Think that they make it much harder to be a fan when the baseball game you want to watch starts at 9:30 or 10 or even later.
9:40 right? Last night.
9:40. That's a very late game.
And now,
Jonesy, you were watching part of it.
Yeah.
But my guess is you were doing it because you're a degenerate gambler and have money on it.
Yeah, I played the first five innings because I wanted to go to bed at the
See, that's
time.
It. So he did the first five innings, but that's even going to take you past 11 for sure.
The game was only like 2.5 hours.
Ladies and gentlemen, who is listening right now that watched that game last night? Because this would mean you went to bed midnight-ish, a little after.
Well, the draft is
and
on.
You're up. You did not get your 8 hours. You understand, Al? Right now, if you went to bed right at the end of the game and you were not energized by the game, you were able to sleep right away.
So
you might have collected 7 hours.
So if you tried to watch the first pick, was it about the same?
Around the same.
Yeah,
it was.
You're right.
Oh, man, everybody's tired.
Right. That was a late night.
Everybody's
tired. I want to know who was awake for the Phillies game. The whole game, or when the Sixers made their pick, which turned into a trade. All right, please, 215. I need to hear from you because I want to illustrate a point that why are we holding sports events if one of the major parts of the audience cannot watch it? They need to make these West Coast games earlier, much earlier. They should start at 6 o'clock West Coast time or 5 o'clock at West Coast time. Those West Coast people go to bed early anyway, and most of them don't give a damn. They're too busy getting plastic surgery or some other issue. You know that.
They do get a lot of that.
Jump on board for that. All right, now, Ava's back there with a question today, which ties in with what I want to deal with right now. Go ahead, Ave. What do we got?
Well, it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Brand new Silverados in stock, ready for immediate delivery, and all discounted below MSRP. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Will you miss Danny Green? 78% say no.
4 out of 5 people will not miss a player who was here for 2 years. I'll tell you why. Because if you would like to find the easiest way to alienate a fan base, start to tell them how they should act. All right? Here is a man, Danny Green. I'm just going to go over the cities he played in before he got here. He was in Cleveland. Is that like us, Jonesy?
No.
San Antonio. Al, is that like us?
No.
Dump.
Is Toronto, Josie, is that like us?
Dump.
Rhea, is L.A. like us?
No.
These are the cities he played in before he came here. Then he came here, and the fans were not thrilled with Ben Simmons. This was the first year Danny was here. And Danny said, well, I better take a moment from my news conference here to tell these people how they need to act. And here's what he said.
You know, I love our fans, but, you know, when things aren't going well, they can turn on you. That's the one thing that I would disagree with or dislike. And in some games, they'll boo us, you know, but that's part of the culture here. I said, with a guy like Ben and other guys, I think they need to stick behind him and stick by him as long as they can. But I hope that worm turns for him and for the city of Philly to where they don't have that mantra as fans of being cold, rough, and one of the, you know, the worst in the league.
Boo.
I would like to now state one thing for Danny Green. Good riddance to you, all right? How dare you, who has never played in this city in his first year here, had the audacity to tell fans who have been part of a culture here that has filled all the arenas and all the games for all the years, you got to tell us how to behave? Jonesy, explain why that's a stupid thing to do.
It's just dumb, especially when you can't play. I mean, it's that much more difficult. The guy could barely get up and down the court.
Yeah.
And did very little here to contribute. So that's when you should just be quiet.
Absolutely. Keep your mouth shut. And I say good riddance.
Yeah.
So does 78% of the people.
City understands.
That's a lot of people you alienated in two. Nondescript season.
I forgot how awful that statement was. So
it was
stupid. I would like to amend my earlier comment and now go, I'm not going to miss him.
What the hell? Al, are you going to miss him?
Twice in 1 week, she walked back stuff.
I did.
No, and
she's
hold on.
Maturing.
I want you to understand something. That's a sign of maturation.
Hey, what the hell is that?
Rhea, I'm going to warn you now about what's going to be happening
what
with J-Bot.
Yes.
What you did with the movie Hustle was one of the most impressive things you've ever done in
really?
My presence. You realize you had made an error.
No,
corrected it.
I didn't say it was an error. I went back and finished the movie.
And you then enjoyed the film and changed your review.
Would you like me to tell you a deep, dark secret? Silver Linings Playbook? I walked out of the movie premiere, never saw the end of it.
No, wait, you interviewed the star.
Yeah, I had to go to the movie premiere to get the interview.
And you walked out?
I hated the movie so much.
She walked out of Silver Linings Playbook.
Good choice.
That's sabotage. No, that's a subterfuge.
Subterfuge, exactly.
Like that. Yeah,
Al knew that. He's a Hall of Famer.
One of those things. Yes, he is. And we are all in awe of him every day. We work with him.
No one's called to congratulate him today.
A whole bunch of them did last week.
I know. I want
but,
more.
But we'll just say this. We're in front of the Gypsy Bar, and Al is receiving well wishers.
He loves it. It really makes him happy.
He loves it. And it's never awkward. So please stop by.
Please.
Thank you. Neil's on the line from the Northeast here. He is a huge Phillies fan. Hi, Neil.
Yeah, a lot of issues to cover, you know, but...
Yep.
The NFL basic, with Goodell, you know, even with Watson and Snyder, they're sweeping things under the rug, and they're pretty much deciding when they make a decision about it, and it's a slow process. As many women have had suit against Snyder, and as many years as they've been bad or so, it's a very slow process. Look at the NBA, how long it took to get Donald Sterling finally out as well.
All right, but Neil, there's a basic political issue with the NFL that's going to cause a problem here. See, they're not going to do anything about Daniel Snyder because they have no power over him.
Mm-hmm.
But they are going to do something about Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Maybe a year suspension. If you're going to suspend Watson a year, you got to suspend Snyder at least that long, if not a lot longer. He's done a bunch of things that are allegedly slimy.
The NFL claims he's already been away from the team for a year when they have pictures of him at team events. It's not true.
They have a major problem here, Neil, meeting out punishment to players and doing nothing about owners who are doing even worse things.
Yeah, I know. It's an old boys' network, and it's hard to get the owners that have been there a while out. You know,
Neil, were you watching the end of the Phillies game last night?
Yes,
you did. All right, so.
But I will say this: you know, when they were no hit, you know, like through the fifth inning, and Didi DeGore, you know, got a hit, and then got a run, and then Schwarber and Realmuto or whatever. That did energize me, you know, to watch to the end of the game.
All right, because there's a term they use for that. I don't know if you've ever heard this, Neil. That's baseball.
Yeah. Well, as you know, it's a long, arduous game, and unfortunately, I agree with you, you know, but I haven't seen many changes. The World Series still has a late time, you know, like about 8 o'clock. And they accommodate the home fans or whatever. So, you know, when they go to West Coast 9, I mean, they could have maybe put one more afternoon game about 4 o'clock. But they, you know, instead,
no,
actually.
Don't do it. Neil, my dream when I come back in the next life is to be a commissioner. Because, Al, I would be a good commissioner, wouldn't I? No, I would. You know, I would do what's right for the betterment of the most fans available.
I would love to hear you, if you did, when you once wanted to move to San Diego, what your stance would be on the start times of games.
The start times of games in San Diego would be no later than 4 p.m.
Right.
All right.
And nobody,
Al,
and nobody in the stands.
You know what else?
Nobody.
There would be morning games on the West Coast.
Okay.
I like a 10 a.m. start. Nice one. Neil, give me a winner or a weasel. Who you got?
Well, Angelo, you definitely be better than Rob Manfred, that's for sure.
Yes,
I
would.
You can't get much worse than that. And actually, I think even Ruben Amaro, you know, like if they put him as commissioner, he would do a lot better job.
He's available. He'd like to leave us. All right, Neil, give me right now a winner or weasel.
Well, I'll say for the Phillies, Mr. June, who's been carrying them, Kyle Schwarber, because even though the Flyers got a new coach and he's old school, he still hasn't turned around. And Schwarber, look what he's done, you know, to put the Phillies over 500.
All right.
That's
a good
very, very good nomination.
Good
not my winner, but excellent.
Great.
He
one.
Has been.
You
terrific.
Didn't hear Tortorella. When we were done with Tortorella, you know, all of us, we were all basking. in his glove.
Basket.
John Tortorella, Al, is a leader of men.
Mm-hmm.
I love what I'm telling you, Al, I've done a lot of these. That's my top five. The guy was so honest. He wasn't worried that somebody was going to say, this guy's a Neanderthal or this guy. He was honest. This is how I coach. I've evolved, but I haven't lost sight of the fact I still have to be an authority figure. It was beautiful. It was so different than Sirianni. Sirianni's always worried. He's always walking on eggshells. Well, he's going to say something that alienates somebody.
Did it remind you of Hackstall at all?
No, how? Hackstall was the worst, Jonesy. Hackstall was the worst.
We're still Googling him.
All right, here's where we are right now on this. Here's where we are on this show right now. I got Andy the Troll coming up. I got Mario calling from Disney World, Al.
Oh, nice.
Even though he's normally from San Francisco. And I got Lino talking about Tortorella. I got room for you. Jump on now. Claim a boatload of prizes. You got to beat my winner of the week, which is John Tortorella, my whiz of the week, Major League Baseball, for getting in bed with a peacock. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time, 735.
You've seen it. Home prices keep on rising, which means the more improvements you make in your home now, the better the return on your investment. New windows from Window Nation is one of the best things you can do, especially now. During summer, demand is down, so Window Nation can make this incredible offer. Get two free windows for every two you buy. Plus, put no money down, make no payments, and pay no interest for 2 full years. Your home will be more attractive, more energy efficient, so your bills will go down. You extend the life of your cooling and heating systems, and you're just plain comfortable all year round. Window Nation is the best choice. They've installed over 1 million quality windows with 96% requiring no follow-up service. Call 866-90-NATION now or go to windownation.com for a free in-home estimate or online quote. Lock in your zero down, zero payments with zero interest for 2 years and get two free windows with every two you buy. Now is time to get more for your money. Call today 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 7:40 right now from the beautiful Borgata Hotel Casino in Sparta, Atlantic City. Top of the hour. In an effort to be fair, Jonesy.
Yeah.
We have invited Mr. Howard Eskin up.
Oh, nice.
Yesterday, during our conversation with John Tortorella, I brought Eskin's name up.
Yes, you did.
Because I anticipate trouble between Eskin and Tortorella. But it's trouble I will be entertained by, and so will the audience.
Yes.
I would like to hear if Howard anticipates some pushback from the feisty Mr. Tortorella. We'll find out at 8 o'clock.
Great
Come
question.
On. You know and I know there's going to be a problem.
Of course.
Because Howard asks tough questions.
Yes, he does.
This is not a negative reflection on Howard. It's a positive
one. He's relentless.
Howard will go after the questions that you want asked. John Tortorella may not enjoy them.
As long as it's not about football.
Hence problems. All right, exactly. Let me get to this other thing, though, because you know, I asked Mike Lombardi about this a few minutes ago. How do you know if a free agent's going to work out or not? Because we got a situation here where it's right in front of you. You've got Kyle Schwarber. You want to hear what he did last night?
Yeah.
The Phillies beat the best pitcher, best starting pitcher in baseball.
Joe Musgrove.
Joe Musgrove. I'm never going to his name. Joe Musgrove. He had insane numbers. He was 8-0.
Yeah.
All right. And Schwarber came up, won one game, fifth inning. Jonesy got a bet on it. Mm-hmm. And here's what happened.
The stretch. A look at second, the 2-2. Swing and a drive. Deep center field. Grisham turns. He's going back towards the track. He looks up, and it's gone over the wall. The short wall at the 396 side. It's a two-run homer for Kyle Schwarber.
His 20th of the
season.
That's
great, isn't it?
All right,
20
now,
already.
I would like to play for you now a highlight of the other free agent, also getting $20 million a year. He got 5 years instead of Schwarber's four, Nick Castellanos.
He looks lost.
He didn't do anything.
He never does anything. He does not look good out there.
But now I'm going to raise a question because I am on the record hating analytics. And I want you to look at these numbers and tell me what they tell you, all right? Because Schwarber has 20 home runs. He not only leads the team, I believe he leads the National League.
Yeah, he might because right? Judge is in the American League.
Right, Judge is in the other league. All right, so listen to that. So Schwarber has 20 home runs, but only 41 runs batted in. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is.
Shouldn't
weird.
You have more than that?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Castellanos has 7 home runs, but 36 RBIs. What do you think that is? Anybody got a theory on that?
Where he hits in the order?
Exactly. Yeah. Why do they put a RBI guy, your best home run guy, up first? Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times he's at the plate with nobody on. Does that make sense to you?
No, but I guess that they're thinking the other guy's going to break out of it and is better on the bases, I guess.
Now, both managers have done that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girardi and Tom. So there's got to be a reason for it.
Analytics.
That's it?
But I don't think it works.
I mean, Schwarber on the bases.
Schwarber's not that bad. I've seen worse. It doesn't make sense to me. But I want to know, it's fascinating to me that you're seeing two players who are given the same amount of money and were both free agents, and both of them put the Phillies over the luxury tax.
Yeah, yeah.
One guy is fulfilling your obligations, but you found a way to make it less impactful by batting him first. The other guy is doing nothing. It doesn't make
Should
sense.
Should we expect the other guy to heat up here at
the
some
The other
point?
Guy was supposed to be better than Schwarber.
Right.
That's why you
right.
gave him the extra year.
Yeah, isn't that why A-Rod?
I don't get it.
Isn't that why Jeter?
Al, theory? You got something on this?
Well, I mean, he's a better player than he's a better baseball player than what you're seeing.
Is he better than Schwarber?
I think so.
All right. So why is he producing so little?
That's baseball.
Oh, stop it.
Al.
That's baseball.
I knew he was going to do that, and that was rude.
That's brutal.
That was rude. That was wrong. But I'm going to tell you something. That right there, Castellanos, in my world, Castellanos will lead off, or he'll play somewhere in the lineup where it's not going to hurt me the way it does, and I got my guy who's got 20 homers betting fourth or fifth. Is it all those years of playing baseball, they always did it wrong, or are they doing it wrong now? Which is wrong?
Well, I mean,
20 homers, 41 RBIs.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
I mean, that was the word coming in. Everybody thought, why are they going to do? But that's what he does. That's what they.
Edge, just to give you an example, he's tied with Pete Alonso for most home runs in the National League. They both have 20. So he's got 41 RBIs. Would you like to know how many Alonso?
70?
Yeah.
66.
Yeah.
Because he's not batting leadoff. Tell me that makes sense.
Might be time to switch it up, that's for
sure. At what point will old-time guys, guys that have been around a while, look at these numbers and go, well, wait a minute, that's analytics too. He's got 41 RBIs and 20 homers. I got to put him somewhere in the lineup where he can get me more runs. No?
Yeah.
Stupid. You do. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Are they more likely to pitch around him if he's hitting later in the lineup?
No.
With more,
why?
I mean, is he seeing better pitches because there's nobody on base when he comes up?
I'll put one of my other big bats that I'm paying a lot of money, like Realmuto, behind him. I'll put him fourth. Oh, I can't have two lefties at the same time.
Is that analytics?
Well, that's fine. So I got to use Harper second now. All right? So Harper will bat second. And then I'll have a righty. Then I'll have a lefty. Then I'll have
that's
a
good.
Righty.
I like that.
Then I'll have a lefty. Yeah. It's all stupid. All right, Al? It's stupid.
Well, like that's baseball.
Especially since you have to leave the pitcher in for
a second. You know what? If a guy can hit, he can hit. Stop with this other stuff. So many people in baseball, Al, have constipation. That's the problem. Okay.
Well, you know what? You're...
Andy, the troll is out of line. Hi, Andy.
Angelo, you need to do some explaining to me before I get to sports.
Happy to do it.
You're not a wedding fan? Like, who doesn't like weddings? You go there dressed good, so you're feeling good. Usually an open bar. Usually great food. And those bridesmaids are smoking hot, and usually they're single looking to mingle. You don't want to indulge in any of that?
None of it. All right, what? I'll tell you now, I would prefer a funeral as long as the person was not very close to me.
What?
You're unbelievable.
It was like a family member. I would go to the wedding first. But I would prefer a funeral. I enjoy a eulogy. They're usually heart-rending.
Well, you and Al, probably the two weirdest guys on the panel, probably the only ones that don't enjoy weddings. Everyone else, Jonesy, Rhea, you guys enjoy weddings.
Love
Joe,
them.
Right?
Are you a single man, Andy?
No, I'm not single, but that don't mean I don't like enjoying weddings.
All right, here's another problem with a wedding. All right, Andy? A lot of people are on that dance floor that should know better. They are not. They have no rhythm. They look foolish.
Stop it, man. Once that Ike juice gets flowing in you, everybody's jumping on the dance floor. You
like just Timberlake?
You probably don't seem like fun. You're probably not a fun guy.
I am not a fun person. You're exactly right. Whenever I'm at a wedding, I'm wondering what TV show I'm missing.
So you were probably, when you were younger going in the club, you probably played that wall heavy, my man.
No, I was married at 20. Never came up.
Oh, man, that sucks for you.
Andy,
let's get to sports now.
Yes, it does.
What do you got, Andy?
All right, first with the NBA draft, before I get to the Sixers, I'm with you, Jonesy. That NBA draft is probably the worst televised sports broadcast. I mean, first of all, you got Kendrick Perkins anchoring the broadcast. I can't even understand what he's saying at the time.
He is tough to pick up, yeah.
Not great. You're right, Andy.
Horrible production by the NBA. And then you get to the Sixers. Who's it? The Anthony Melton? Like, that's what you're giving us?
Yep.
Like, who is he? I never even heard of that guy.
Well, he once was drafted by Daryl Morey, 2018. So Daryl knew him from then, and he's just sticking with his old guys.
Sixers are in trouble, man. We got this talented, soft big man that's always hurt and can never win.
Yeah, I got to tell you, more and more I'm looking at Daryl Morey and going, what was the big deal? What has he really done?
$10 million.
Doesn't want anything.
I think the biggest issue was not Daryl Morey. It's Sam Hinkie with all those whiffs on the draft pick. I mean, he did a great job acquiring the draft pick. He just drafted all the wrong guys.
Yeah, and then Colangelo came in and finished the job. Boy, did he screw it up. All right, Andy, give me what do you got for me on what is a weasel?
I got a weasel, but quick before I give you that. Yo, did you guys see the Scottish Open banning the live golfers from playing in that? Like, the whole live thing, like, who's not going to go to a job that's going to give you more money? Right? Wow. I mean, come on.
It's Saudi Arabia. It's controversial, and I don't deal with politics. But
America does business with Saudi Arabia, so isn't that like,
Angela,
you know,
if they offered you $100 million, you would have gone in two seconds.
The answer would be zero.
Go in. Everybody's got a price. I don't get all that. But I gotta give you
not me. I have no price.
Stop it.
All right, Andy, give me a winner, a weasel. Who you got?
I think I got a pretty good weasel. I mean, this guy is probably the biggest scumbags in all the sport. You've been discussing him. House committee wanted him, subpoenaed him. What'd he do? He left the country. How about that bum owner, Daniel Snyder?
Al Daniel Snyder or Major League Baseball?
Now, he goes way beyond the weasel of the week.
Daniel Snyder. Al, do you understand he could win every single week?
Yeah.
What would you
do? Can you imagine being a Commanders fan?
What if he was our owner?
That's the point.
What would
we do? We sometimes over criticize Jeff Lurie. I mean, he is a saint compared to Daniel Snyder.
100%.
But he's a good owner. He's a really good owner.
Here's what I would say to you. Because this almost happened once when Leonard Toews was the owner. He tried to move the team to Phoenix. And he felt the wrath of a city.
Yes, he did.
Like few owners ever have. I have faith that if Daniel Snyder were the owner of the Eagles, the fans would be so aggressive and getting him uncomfortable in the city that he would sell it.
Oh, wouldn't Braman go through the same thing?
Braman was despised.
Yeah, he was.
I was asked in this recent interview I did, the owner I liked the least, and I said it was Braman.
Yeah, he was a bad owner.
You can't be he was a car salesman who owned our most precious franchise. You got to treat it with more respect than he did. You got to do that. But I believe we would get rid of Daniel Snyder. We would make his life. At the end of Harold Katz's time here,
right?
Didn't he say at the end he sold because the people turned on him?
Yeah.
I believe
Doherty.
That was a factor. It was a factor. We need, when something is not right, you as a fan have some power yourself, power that may even exceed what the commissioner has, because you can make his life very uncomfortable.
I don't have the authority to remove him.
Yeah. You know what? The fans might. Maybe we do. Let's go to Disney World. Mario's there. Hi, Mario.
Hi, guys. I'm having fun for you out here.
All right. What's it like? Set the scene for me at Disney World.
Okay. Let me take you back to yesterday when you first got here.
Yep.
Basically, the first place that we went to was the Epcot Center.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I've never seen
it. The only bad thing about it, though, the humidity. It was only like 89, 90. It felt like it was 120. I mean, I was sweating. I drink water, and I was on all white.
Wow.
And I was soaking wet.
You know? But you're from Frisco. There's not much humidity there.
None whatsoever.
It's better.
But,
what else is going on out down there? I don't like Florida, by the way. I don't care for it.
I don't need. I mean, the women are beautiful, but these girls came up to me, and I told them, like, look. I said, you girls are too young for me. And she must have been about 25, 26. He said, I like guys your style. I said, look, I'm going to be your daddy. She said, that's what I want. I just walked away. And I had little Angelo with me, so he started laughing. You know, he just started laughing. I said, I just got to get out of here.
You must be an attractive older man, Mario.
Remember, Italiano Chocolate. Remember?
Oh, that sounds cool.
Italiano Chocolate. That means, remember, madre is Sicilian, padre is Caribbean.
All right, whatever you're saying, it sounds, when you're talking in another language, that usually is appealing to people. All right, Mario, let's get to, what did you want to say about sports this morning?
Oh, I want to talk about the 76ers and the state that they're in. And they're in this state, Al, they're in this state because what Colangelo did was set this team back 10 to 12 years.
Wow. Easily. 10 years.
He set them back 10 to 12 years. Remember when he came in, when his dad influxed him in, because that was not a hire, that was a nepotistic overhaul. And his father should be ashamed of himself. They should be, if Josh Harris had any balls, he would put him in a civil lawsuit because he stole money.
You can't make these allegations. We don't know about stealing money. We just know that he was a bad GM. Let's just leave it at that. Mario, do you have a winner or a weasel for me?
My weasel, Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson. What did he do this week? He settled 20 of the suits.
Yes, 20 of the suits and 4 still pending.
All right. Al, is Deshaun Watson
not
the weasel?
This week, no.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a slow board today. And great prizes. This is an opportunity. People email me all the time. I can never get in. You can get in right now if you make a phone call. We got a draft to talk about. We got a great Phillies win to talk about. We got all these other issues we've rolled out. And I got one caller ahead of you, Lino. and he's talking Tortorella. You will jump on now. You will be on in the next segment. 215-592-9494. Right after Howard Eskin comes on and tells us if he plans to have a problem with John Tortorella. Lots to talk to Howard about. 215-592-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.